Liens can be specific or general. A specific lien attaches to one or more specific or named properties. Example, a mortgage. A general lien attaches to all the property of the debtor, not exempt from for sale. Example, a judgment or IRS lien. Recording is required for a judgment to become a lien. Liens may also be categorized as voluntary or involuntary, and as statutory or equitable. A voluntary lien is one that is freely given, usually as collateral for a loan. A mortgage lien is a common example of a voluntary lien. An involuntary lien is one that is placed on the property against the wishes of the property owner. Common examples of involuntary liens include judgment and tax liens. Because it is created by law, a tax lien would also be categorized as a statutory lien. Equitable liens arise out of common law. A judgment for unpaid debts would be an example of an involuntary equitable lien against real estate. Other encumbrances. Real property is subject to many other potential encumbrances, including covenants, conditions and restrictions. CC&R are the deed restrictions that control the use of property and architectural style. Private deed restrictions are limitations placed in a deed when property is conveyed to a new owner. As a rule, these deed restrictions apply to all future owners. Easements for ingress/egress and utilities.